Hey, hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, I'll keep listening.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money on a loss for? It's like 2 years enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners. I'm back after a brief hiatus. It's so good to be back on air and to be presenting you Revolution Rock. We have 2 hours of rock and roll music. We're going to be bringing you some great classic and some more obscure tracks from the likes of Gaze, Plumtree, Animal Collective, new material from Mitski, Wilco, Woods, and the most important thing, I think, this episode, we're going to be playing some music from and sharing an interview that Dave conducted with Bri Webb.
Yes, Bri Webb, perhaps best known as being the lead vocalist in Constantines, has had several albums out, and he has a new album forthcoming, which is called Run With Me. It's coming out in November, but most importantly, he's playing next Friday, October 6th, at Dominion House in Windsor with the band Cots. And yeah, it's kind of the start of a tour. He hasn't toured in a very long time. And we have the interview here split in a few parts. It's about 30 minutes total, but we're going to hear some music from him. It's the newest single, Thunder Bay. And he talks a lot about his history, even a little bit about the 20th anniversary of Shine a Light from Constantines. And yeah, we're going to get to that in a little bit. But in this upcoming set that features a lot of new music, we're going to start off with a track that's a very relevant and important, given that today is September 30th.
Yeah, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and there's probably no better way to start that off with a track that features two great Indigenous artists paired together, a song written by, of course, the legendary Willie Dunn. Mm-hmm. And then performed by who I think will become very legendary because she's so powerful as a songwriter and poet, Leanne Betasamaske Simpson. So we're going to hear something from her last release, which I loved, called Theory of Ice. And this is her rendition of I Pity the Country, starting off this edition of Revolution Rock. We'll be right back.
Just lay down.
You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we came back from a set of mainly new music, ending off with a number from the Nora Kelly Band from their latest release, Rodeo Clown. We heard the song Lay Down Girl.
Before that, we heard new music from Woods. Is that a new track?
A new track from a new album. Yeah. They've actually been releasing a few singles from this over the past few weeks. It's a really great jangly-sounding release called Perennial. We heard the track Weep. And before that, an album we've both been eagerly awaiting for quite a while now, Brand New Wilco.
Yes, produced by none other than...
Kate LeBon.
Which is amazing, and she brought a little bit of her experimental, adventurous edge to the songs and the production. And we heard the title track from the new album, which is called Cousin.
It's probably the most experimental the band has veered towards since A Ghost Is Born back in 2004. Maybe not quite reaching the extremes of the more experimental elements on that record, but definitely they're not just doing a straight country record like what they've been doing for the last little bit. I really love their last double, but this one I think is kind of a rediscovery of what made the band so unique back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Great stuff from Wilco. And speaking of great stuff, we heard something else right before that, which is a new release getting a lot of acclaim, and rightfully so. We heard something from the brand new album, The Land Is Inhospitable and So Are We, from Mitski. And we know I've talked up Mitski over the years. I really enjoy her songwriting. I have regretted that she's scaled back. She's not making as much noisy rock and roll as she used to. She's kind of settling into a more folk-oriented sound, or so I thought. And then hearing this new record, it is definitely folky and more sparse, but I take back whatever I said about regretting that change of sound. This album is so intimate. It reminds me at some points almost of Leonard Cohen with the way her lyrics work and the way the atmospheres work on this record. I think it's great. Calling it early, I think this might be the best record she's ever released, at least so far. I'll be playing a lot from it in the upcoming weeks, I'm sure. We heard the track Buffalo Replaced. And we started things off with a track that commemorates the day. It is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, where Canadians can do what they can to educate themselves and become aware about the history and the ongoing impact of the residential school system on Indigenous families throughout the country. And we definitely have an artist here who has talked about that and has talked about a lot of other social political issues pertaining to Indigenous communities throughout the continent. Leanne Bettisam-Milsaki-Simpson with I Pity the Country, which is a cover from another great Canadian folk artist, Willie Dunn.
Yeah, now this was released in 2021, I believe, on the album Theory of Ice. But recently, a few days ago, a kind of short film almost, slash music video was released through Youth Change Records for this song. Now, what's interesting about this is there is a video of this song, but also there is some rare footage of Willie Dunn performing this song. I believe it's in the late 60s, and even some interview clips. And there's just a lot of really interesting footage and imagery to raise awareness at this time. And I do recommend going to check it out. And this is just a great cover of a great song from a great artist.
All around great. So that's how we're commemorating the day today, starting off with that track. And then we're going into something that I'm really excited about. An interview that I regret I didn't have a chance to join in, Dave, but I'm so glad you had a chance to talk to Bri Webb. As you said previously, probably best known for being the principal singer and songwriter for Constantines, but has a new forthcoming solo record coming out, Run With Me, and you had a chance to sit down and talk to Bri about the record and some of his musical history.
Yeah, so he has a new album coming out in November. He's playing here on October 6th at the Dominion House in Windsor with Cots, which is a band that features Steph Yates, I believe, another Guelph musician. And we kind of run the gamut of different things that we talk about here, but we're going to get into it shortly. We're going to start off with a new track, his latest single from the album, Run With Me. And he talks a little bit about this during the interview, but there's been three solo albums from Bri Webb, and he said they kind of put together a sort of trilogy. So he will talk a little bit more about that during the interview, so I won't go too in-depth into that. But let's get started. We're going to start off with the track Thunder Bay, And something that's present on this album is a lot of contributions from different musicians that he's known over the years, including this one, which is actually a recording where he redid the vocals. But the band on this track is the Harbor Coats, which was a band he played with in Montreal briefly while he lived there about 10 years ago. And that's how we're going to start off this set. So let's get to it. We're listening to Thunder Bay from Briweb, followed by an interview on Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. And also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. And maybe actually we'll get started with a brief station identification.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Just reminding you where you're tuned into.